This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to CBS Sports Radio, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. DA with you. And there's a brand new show called Stars on Mars. And joining us here from Stars on Mars is a big Hollywood star himself. He has had a ton of star turns and awesome roles in Superbad and Kick-Ass and many others. Joining us this morning here on the show is Christopher Mintz-Plasse. Christopher, how you doing?
I'm great, man. Sorry to laugh. I always just get so weird when people are like, you're a star. Stars on Mars. I'm like, I don't feel like a star. You know what I mean? It's just such an uncomfortable thing to think about yourself. But I'm happy to be here. I'm going to power through that. And, thanks for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. So that's what Mars looks like, huh? There's a drum kit on Mars. There's a couple of framed photos on Mars. I thought it would look a little bit more foreign.
Yeah. I got sent back. I didn't carry my weight out there. I'm very frail. I'm not very strong. We went out to the middle of Australia in a place called Coober Pedy, which is a small opal mining town. And they built an incredible, man, Fox put a lot of money into it. They built an incredible Mars set, and they threw me and Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman, Ronda Rousey, Lance Armstrong, and many others in there. And they said, go make a show. And it was beautifully chaotic. And now we're all back.
How long does the flight out to the middle of the tundra or the middle of Earth on Australia take?
Yeah, so we did LA to Brisbane, which was 15 hours. And then we did Brisbane to Adelaide, which was 3 hours. I ran into Marshawn Lynch and Richard Sherman at my hotel in Adelaide. We got acquainted with a little bit of Hennessy, which I learned that they love to drink.
Yeah.
It was my first time drinking it. And it will not be my last. It is quite delicious. And I got to hang with those dudes, which is really cool. And then we took a 3-hour flight on a small plane in the middle of nowhere to Coober Pedy, which is the mining town. And most of the hotels are underground. So we were staying in caves before we got to the set because it gets over 120 degrees or something there in summer. So everybody lives underground. And then we started the show.
Let me tell you, you're a sports fan. This has to be the absolute coolest way to sample Hennessy for the first time. Probably like myself, the first time you tried beer was like in the middle of the woods, ducking from cops or at a house party, you know, with people that were underage. So the first time you try anything is never glorious or romantic. And yet your first Hennessy is with Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch. That must have been amazing.
Yes. Well, I went through the beer phase like you did as well. The first time I drank beer, I definitely yacked when I was like 16 or something. So that was not glamorous. but it was cool, man. I mean, like I saw them at the top of the hotel bar and I knew that they were on the show. They were a big reason I went and did the show. I wanted to see the cast list. Because, doing reality TV is a scary jump for any actor, any person. And I saw them and I walked up to them and I was like, hey, I'm doing a show with you. And Marshawn just goes, no way. McLovin's on the show. Hell yeah. And I was like, bro, that makes me feel so good. I'm like, that he loves this movie that came out 16 years ago. And we took a seat and got to know each other. I was like, she's drinking a Hennessy. I got to try it. And I'm addicted.
That's awesome. Christopher Mintz-Plasse joins us from Stars on Mars, as he just mentioned. McLovin from Superbad. And I'm wondering, that was your first role as a breakout role. It's 15 years ago. Do you mind when people just point at you and say, my God, it's McLovin?
Well, I think that, there's multiple kind of, it's not just black and white, like, oh, I love it or I dislike it, because there's some people out there. Well, first off, the fact that people want to talk about it 16 years later is a blessing, because there's a lot of movies that come out, get released, and then kind of get thrown to the wayside, and people don't even want to discuss it anymore. So the fact that people do want to talk about it, I'm super grateful for. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are really, really sweet, and they don't know my first name or whatever it is. I mean, I went to the Boston Garden a few weeks ago to watch the Celtics play the Heat, RIP Celtics. And, you know, I walk in and there's like a whole section of 200 people that are like, McLovin! And I was like, this could be a moment where I close up in my shell, or I could be like, feel like a god for a second and raise my arms up and be like, yes, because, you know, it feels like it's a little higher than myself. Like, they love that character so much. But then there are people that can be aggressive and touch me, grab me, whatever, scream at me. And you're like, all right, you're not really treating me like a human being right now. So it can go either way. But, you know, overall, it's a blessing.
That cast was outrageous, ultimately, in retrospect. We didn't know that when the film was made, but Michael Cera, yourself, Jonah Hill, go on and on and on. Yep. Did you know when you're filming it, Dan, we got something special here? Or did you not really realize that until maybe the acclaim came and the super fandom of it?
Yeah, well, for me specifically, it was my first movie ever, so I didn't know how it went. You know, I kind of was there. I definitely knew we were making something. I mean, we were having a blast. Like, the times were so good, so funny, and I knew that maybe it wasn't going to be like this always. But I went back to high school after I shot it, so I was like, all right, see you later. Like, this was a one-off thing. You know, my family's like, you're going to school, you're going back to college, you're gonna do the whole life. This isn't your life now. But I guess apparently Judd Apatow, when he was watching the dailies, he was kind of putting it together that it could be something special. And then it was released, and, you know, one day nobody knew who I was. And then literally it comes out on Friday, and then Saturday at a Chipotle, like, three people are screaming McLovin to me, and I'm like 17. I'm like, oh, this feels different. This feels
I'll have guacamole on that. Is that extra? Yeah, I gotcha, McLovin. Yeah, no, I know that. And so sour cream, cheese. So it's so interesting to hear you say that reality TV could be intimidating. I would think being on big sets, big Hollywood budgets, expectations, that's where the pressure is. And when you do reality TV, it's like, well, whatever happens, happens. Like, you just happened to you get voted off the first episode. So why is there pressure there?
So I think a lot of the pressure from the show I put on myself, because when you're on set making a movie, you know, you're rolling for 10 minutes and then you're not on camera for another 30 minutes, and you're hiding behind a character that you've worked on, and you're hiding behind dialogue that has been given to you, and you're collaborating to make this one piece of art great. Whereas when I'm out here, you know, in Australia/Mars, I am myself 24/7. The cameras are running at all times. You go to bed at midnight, you take the microphone off, you pull your blinds down. The minute you wake up, they're screaming at you to put your mic on. You haven't taken your morning crap yet. You haven't had a cup of coffee. You're being filmed every second. And that was very stressful to me, because I wanted to, you know, like, a couple of the producers were like, you're the funny guy, you're going to be the funny guy, you're the funny guy. And so, like, they put that pressure, and I put that pressure on myself. I'm like, I gotta make good content. I gotta be good. Like, how do I make this funny right now? And in reality, you just gotta be yourself. And you gotta understand that in a day, I'm sure you feel this way, you know, for an hour, you're happy. For the next hour, you might be a little tired. Then you might get a little bummed out. Then you might get excited. And you have to, like, live those emotions on camera at all times. And you have to be okay with that. So it was tough getting the hang of being myself in front of a camera 24/7.
Chris, you know what helps out with that? Hennessy.
It sure does, dude. Well, I'll tell you one thing. We had Hennessy the first night we were there. They didn't put on a show, understandably. And then we made some really good content. And then I went to bed at midnight, and at like 4 a.m. I heard Richard Sherman and Ronda Rousey working out already at like 4 in the morning. And I was like, I think I'm still drunk. Like, oh, no. And so the next day I have like a Hennessy hangover walking around this space set, being like, isn't it crazy we're here? Oh, like a sharp pain. I think I messed up drinking that first night.
You're a big Boston sports fan. You mentioned going to the Celtics game. Your dad is from New England and Massachusetts. So I just want to let you know, first guy voted off is okay. Sometimes the greatest contenders get bounced early, like the Boston Bruins. You're just basically the Bruins this year, regular season, number one record, and it just so happens that you got the early exit.
Yeah, yeah, that one was really tough, man. I mean, I think everyone in Boston going in with the Bruins and the Celtics, I was like, the Garden is going to be a magical place yeah. next 3 months. I was like, clearly the Celtics are locked in. The Bruins are a shoo-in for the finals. It's the best regular season. Cut to like 2 weeks later, the Bruins are gone. We're struggling against the Hawks. I was like, oh, this doesn't feel right. But luckily, the Celtics pushed it to 7 against the Heat, and it got the fans excited about something, and Tatum spraining his ankle in the first play. I'm not saying we would have won, but it would have been a different game if he didn't hurt himself. Who knows what would have happened. But, I feel good about the teams. You know, Joe Mazzulla will get another year under his belt, get some good assistant coaches, and we'll run it back.
Okay, so I had this quote from Paul Pierce the other day. He said he was asked about the wheelchair, the infamous wheelchair game, and people have speculated why he was in a wheelchair in the NBA Finals. He came back to play, obviously. Some people thought maybe he went in his pants. And the direct quote was, if you poop your pants, does it make sense to sit down and mush it into a wheelchair? And when you think about that rationale, he makes a lot of sense there.
He makes a lot of sense, which means you and I we are not crapping our pants right now because we are skidding down till we're golden. I love Pierce, dude. I met him 16 years ago, and then I saw him again for Game 5 at the Garden the other day, and he's a gem. I love that guy.
It's got to be amazing when heroes of yours, athletes that you admire, people you grew up watching, etc., look at you and they high-five you and they say McLovin and they know your movies. That's got to be an out-of-body experience because you let off this interview saying, I don't feel like a star, and yet these are guys that I'm sure look at you like that.
Yeah, I mean, and that goes to the question you asked, like, does it get annoying when people scream McLovin at me? And I'm like, well, I made a movie that Paul Pierce was excited to meet me, and I remember going to a game in 2008, and Kevin Garnett saw me in the crowd and like pointed at me, and I was like, who else, you know, besides Brad Pitt and all these other people? I'm like, they love this movie so much, and they love this character so much. It is surreal. And I met Robert Williams a few months ago too, and he was really excited to meet me, so it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Did you love being with William Shatner? Did you see William Shatner? He's 92 years old, but he's part of Stars on Mars.
Yeah, no, they were not flying him to Cooperpedi. Okay,
gotcha.
They were not having him do the 16-hour flight, 3-hour flight, 3-hour flight. He filmed all his stuff back in L.A.
I see.
But my dad was very excited that he was on the show, and he gave me a William Shatner Star Trek glass that he had from like 1980 or something like that.
Nice.
Sign. So I was really bummed I didn't get that sign for him.
Oh man, that's a bummer. We have a host here on the network called Andrew Perloff. He was formerly of the Dan Patrick Show, and his nickname is McLovin. Dan Patrick calls him McLovin. Do you know Andrew at all?
I've never met him, but I've heard about McLovin on the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah,
yes.
Is he a good man?
He's a
McLovin badge. Well,
he's a great dude. He wears it well. They nicknamed him that because of a slight resemblance, I guess, to you on the Dan Patrick Show. Now he's on CBS Sports Radio with us, and we just call him Perloff, his last name Perloff. So maybe he's outgrown McLovin, but, you know, certainly a lot of people know
about
that.
Is he stoked to not be called McLovin now? Is he happy to have like a rebirth at a new place?
A rebrand? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I think they tinkered with the idea of calling the show McLovin, but then the idea was, no, why don't we give him his real name out of,
some
respect. So
my guess is he's just like a white guy with glasses, right? And like brown hair. I meant like if you wore glasses right now, like you could be called McLovin.
Yes, of course.
You know how many guys? Yeah, yeah. Exactly like you. I'm like, you just got the glasses and you got the white.
Stars on Mars is Monday nights on Fox, right? We just had the first one last night, and then the next one comes up every Monday after this.
Yep, correct.
Okay, you're the first one off. Any advice to those that are left behind on quote unquote Mars?
Oh man, get out as fast as you can. No. I was actually kind of bummed, man, that I left early. I felt like I was leaving my team, you know, kind of in the wake a little too early. I didn't give it my all. And I didn't get to bond as tight as I'm in a group chat with everyone right now. And they all love each other. And I was like, I kind of feel like on the outside because I was only there for a couple of days. So I kind of was bummed to leave a little early. But they're all entertaining as hell. So tune in and enjoy the show.
Right on. Monday nights on Fox is Stars on Mars. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. Christopher Mintz-Plasse joining us here on the show. Chris, man, this was great. Thank you so much. Sorry that you got voted off, but hopefully we can catch up again. Good luck to your Boston teams.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Damon.
You got it. My pleasure.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.